My father was a detective in New York City. My three brothers are New York City firemen, and myself, I was kind of the black sheep. But football helped me broaden the horizon on helping others.
Joe and I founded the foundation in 2008. Joe was diagnosed in May of 2007 with Burkitt's lymphoma. We were very fortunate to have had healthy bank accounts from Joe's previous career that we were able to still pay our bills.
Do you think of cancer? Cancer, medical. People forget about the back end stuff. That's where the Joe Andreuzzi Foundation steps in. We help with the mortgage, rent, utilities, etc. Well, we've helped over 1,000 people already, and the number keeps rising.
Joe playing for the New England Patriots, coming home with Super Bowl rings, is a huge help to the foundation.
Our watch party for the marathon was at Forum Restaurant. Support our runners with their families coming out to watch them. And we had patients come out for a fun day. And it started out as a fun day.
These runners have trained for months and worked really hard to fundraise to help cancer patients. And it's really a day that we celebrate them and what their accomplishments are.
Just saw one of our runners come through. 5 minutes later was the first explosion, which was about 20 yards from us. Next thing you know, you don't think, you just react.
All of a sudden, I see Joe across the way on the other corner looking for us, ripping down barricades, and the cop turns his head, and I took Stacy's hand, and I just ran across the street, because otherwise we were never going to get to him.
Made it to the back of Forum. Somebody came out of the door. They said, we're not allowed in there. This is a crime scene. They're not letting anybody in. And that's when I found out that the second bomb was right in front of Forum.
All I could do was yell every staff name, every volunteer, the patients, and just think, God, they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for us having the event.
We found out that all of our people were safe. Few went to the hospital with lacerations and head traumas and concussions.
You know, everybody's saying, Lee, you know, go, just keep walking, keep walking. We walked a block, and that's when we saw the woman from Virginia with her daughters, and one of her daughters trying to carry her mom.
Jen pointed it out. And I ran over there, picked her up, walked her down the block to the ambulance. That was the infamous picture. Told her sorry for all the publicity. She told me that once her ankle heals, she wanted to get her first pair of running shoes and get going. To come back this year, we doubled our team. We'd be out there cheering my wife on this year, who will be running her first marathon.
Last April, couldn't run a mile without having to stop. But no matter what, anybody that runs the Boston Marathon this year will be running for one reason.
To prove a point that we will not live in fear. We will move forward, and we're going to make every day count.